Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of May the 6th through the 10th. We've got a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news.
Hey, Wildcats. This is Bethlehem's local news. This is also episode 24 of our podcast. This week we'll be talking about club pictures, senior day, and many more. So stay tuned. But right now, here's Anna with Bethlehem's local weather report. Anna.
Friday, May the 3rd. Thunderstorms with a high of 87 and a low of 65. Saturday, May the 4th. Thunderstorms with a high of 66 and a low of 64. Sunday, May the 5th. Showers with a high of 87 and a low of 61. Monday, May the 6th, mostly sunny with a high of 80 and a low of 60.
This weather data was accurate as of Tuesday, April 30th, 2019. Okay, now on with our news. Volleyball tryouts for grades 9 through 12 next year will be held Wednesday, May 8th from 3 o'clock to 4:30. The 2019 yearbook is on sale now for the final price of the year, $55. There are only 50 copies left, so don't wait to order.
Seniors who purchased a recognition ad in the 2019 yearbook must have their final payment and all pictures turned into Miss Hayford by Friday.
Bethlehem High School has an FCCLA fundraiser. They are selling tickets for one barbecue lunch plate. One plate includes pork, coleslaw, baked beans, corn cobblets, bread, and dessert. Tickets will only be sold the night of the fundraiser and is non-refundable. Pick up at Bethlehem High School from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday, May 24th, 2019. They are $7.
The Bethlehem High School 2019 Athletic Banquet will be held on Tuesday, May 14th, 2019 at 6 p.m. It will be located in the Bethlehem High School cafeteria. Adults that are non-athletes, it will be $10. For children under 12, it will be $5.
Sadly, that's all the news we have for this week. This has been Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news. We hope you have an amazing weekend, Wildcats.
And up next, sports. Goodbye.
Welcome to the special edition of BSPN. I'm Dane.
I'm Nathan.
And I'm Lane.
And we'll be discussing the second round of the NBA playoffs, starting with the Warriors and the Rockets. Now, currently the Warriors are up 2-0 in the series, so I'm going to ask you, who do you guys have, Warriors or Rockets?
Me? I have the Warriors. Right now, the Houston Rockets ain't looking too good. James Harden got cut in the eye by Draymond Green, and his shooting went down. He was going off in the first half. I give James Harden that. CP3, Chris Paul, he ain't doing that.
He's got to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, he wasn't like last year until he got injured, but I believe Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, they're gonna get that.
Yeah, I was really worried about the Warriors coming into this series, to be honest. And I don't know, they really stepped it up and they showed they can beat the Rockets. I was worried they couldn't, but they beat the Rockets two games in a row, and they just have to win two more games to close out the series. So I have the Warriors in this one, and now we'll move on to Nathan's pick.
I have the Warriors because after the first two games, it just looks like a clear winner to me. The Rockets are not playing their full potential at all. James Harden, while he is playing great, he's not playing like his true self, and Chris Paul and Clint Capella have not contributed at all.
All right, so we all have the Warriors in that one. Yeah, we're in agreement on that?
Warriors.
Okay, so next we're going to have the Nuggets and the Trailblazers. Who you got, Lane?
Oh, okay. This one's a tough pick.
Yeah, it's actually, I'm excited to see where this one goes. And just a heads up, they're 1-1 in the series right now. No, wait.
Nuggets are up by
Nuggets are up by one. Yeah, 1-0. Yeah, they play tonight, actually, so yeah.
I want Trailblazers to win, but then you got Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic on the Nuggets. You got Paul Millsap, who's actually really athletic for his age. Like, really athletic. But me, I'm going to go with the Trailblazers because of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. It's Dame time.
I mean, to be honest, for me, it's a pretty close series, like, talent-wise and stuff. I just think that it's the Portland Trailblazers' time to shine. They've waited long enough to be in the spotlight, to be where they're contending for stuff, and it's exciting to see Dame Dalla, CJ, all them. Joseph Nurkic, he's doing pretty good this year, so I like where they're headed. We got Nathan.
I don't know. It's a tight series. I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets play amazing basketball until they hit the Warriors. You're about it every year. Same thing with the Rockets. I don't know what happens. They just stop balling. So I'm gonna keep the Nuggets for this series.
Okay. Now we're gonna move over to the East, and in the East we have the Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. Who you got, Lane?
Ooh, okay. That first game, Boston. Boston dominated that first game. Giannis had no chance.
Yeah, I was really thinking there was gonna be a sweep after that first game.
That first game, Giannis, I don't know what got up with Giannis, but then that second game, Giannis and the Bucks, where the Eric Bledsoe started coming back against the Celtics, and it wasn't even a game by mm-hmm. the fourth quarter.
MVP caliber, he's showing that off right there.
Nathan's going to hate me for this pick, but I got the Bucks just because of Giannis. If they did not have Giannis under the Kumpo,
they probably wouldn't have made the playoffs.
They wouldn't.
It's kind of like the Pacers for me. Like, if they don't have their star player, they're not that good.
Yeah.
But Giannis is MVP, probably going to be the MVP this year. He's my pick for MVP. I think he can carry them over the Celtics. It just depends on how well the Celtics play, to be honest. Because they have all that talent, they just have to use it. I pick the Bucks.
Well, I don't have a problem with either of those picks. The Bucks clearly played a better game in the last game. The Celtics played an amazing first game, and I think the series can go either way. I'm going to pick the Celtics just because I love the Celtics, but the series can go either way. I think this is going to be a great series to watch.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't think the Bucks had a chance after the first game. Like, I thought, oh, the Celtics have this figured out. They're just going to stop Giannis. It's going to be fine. Then after the second game, Giannis does some stuff. They blow him out again, and it's harder to tell. But I go Bucks.
So. Yeah, I got Bucks too.
All right, and the last series in the East is the Raptors and the 76ers.
Okay, well, I'm obviously going to go with the Raptors. Played a great first game. Almost beat the 76ers in the second game, 92-89.
Kyle Lowry tried to go for that nutmeg and messed him up a little bit.
But the 76ers, don't get me wrong, great team all around. They got four star players. They got Jimmy Buckets, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, but the Raptors, we got all around. We got bench players, and we got a great starting
Pascal body. Siakam.
We got Pascal Siakam. You can't forget Kawhi Leonard. You got Kyle Lowry, Marc Gasol. You got great shooter in Danny Green, so.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Raptors, my favorite team. My pick to go to the championship. I can see us doing it with Kawhi Leonard and a better defender. So I got Raps in 6 or 7.
I like that pick, but I'm still riding with the 76ers. They got all that talent. I feel like they're going to kick in when they need to. They won game 2, so it's tied 1-1. It could go either way right now. They got Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy's playing like James Butler right now, And I think the 76ers can pull it out. The Raptors are a great team, and I kind of want them to win just because they've been kind of stuck in the playoffs the last few years, but I pick 76ers.
I've got the Raptors winning it. They're clearly the better team. The Sixers probably have more good players, but the Raptors just have better players, and the Sixers can't hold them. They don't play good enough defense.
Raptors play really aggressive defense. 76ers play lazy.
That's true. They picked up over the summer Kawhi, one of the best defensive players. He's probably going Hall of Fame, maybe?
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
Hall of Fame. And so they do have pretty good defense. I think the Sixers can do some good offense when they want to, and I think they can do it for this series.
All right.
That's going to be our special panel edition of BSPN, everybody. I'm Dane.
I'm Lane.
And I'm Nathan.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye. Okay. Hey, Raptors in 5.
Now it's really quiet.
What's up, Wildcats, and welcome back to
Kids in the Hall.
School is almost out, and we went around this week asking the kids what their favorite summer activity is and why. Let's get started. Hi, it's Haley here with the Bethlehem Wildcast, and I'm here with...
Tyler.
Okay, Tyler, what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Okay, and what is your favorite summer activity?
Going to the lake.
Okay, what do you like to do at the lake?
Ride tubes.
That's so fun. Hi, what's your name?
Audrey.
Okay, Audrey, what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Okay, and what's your favorite summer activity?
Swimming.
Where do you like to swim? Beach, lake, pool?
Water.
Okay, more specifically, beach, lake, pool?
Beach.
Beach, fun.
Hi, this is Faith here, and I'm here with?
Layden.
Okay, Layden, what's your favorite summer activity?
To go to the beach and have fun and swim.
Thank you. Hi, this is Faith here, and I'm here with?
Nick.
Okay, Nick, what is your favorite summer activity?
Exploring.
Okay, exploring where?
The woods.
Okay, what do you like to do in the woods?
Climb trees.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in for Kids in the Hall. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Bye.
Hi, this is Faith here with Fresh Perspective, and today my essay will be about bullying. Let's get started. I walk through the halls with my head down, looking at my feet, so I don't draw too much attention to myself. I go to my class, and as usual, I get pushed into the lockers, the locks digging into my back. I say nothing as my teacher yells at me for being late, and I sit in the back of the room doing my work. I get hit with balled up paper and continue to work, hoping that they stop. Hoping that the teacher will notice, hoping that I could learn to speak up for myself. That never happens, though. I'm walking to the front of the room to turn in my work, and I get tripped. Everyone laughs at me, while the teacher does nothing to help. My life is a mess of being mistreated by my peers, ignored by my teachers, and hurt by my home life. No one will listen to what I have to say, so I keep my mouth shut while struggling with all of this pain. No one takes the time to see how I'm doing when I'm upset and hurting. I'm done with dealing all of this pain that no one sees. I'm done trying. If you are being bullied, whether it's online or in school, I encourage you to speak to a teacher, an adult, or someone you look up to and ask for their help. Just remember that there is always someone there for you. They will listen to you. They will help you when you need it the most. I myself am not being bullied, but I used to be, and I know what it's like. So please ask someone for your help if you are being bullied. Thank you for listening to Fresh Perspective, and I hope you enjoyed.
Hey everyone, it's Emmanuel and
Alex here
with our segment, A Voyage Through History. Now let's get this voyage back on the path with May 6, 1861, Arkansas secedes from the Union. 1941, in Riverside, California, Bob Hope performs his first show for U.S. troops.
May 7th, 1789, the first inaugural ball honoring George and Martha Washington is held in New York City. 1957, J.F. Kennedy is awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Profiles in Courage.
May 8th, 1541, Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto reaches the Mississippi River. 1914, Congress establishes the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day.
May 9th, 1502, Christopher Columbus sails Cadiz, Spain on his fourth and final trip to the New World. 1947, the House Judiciary Committee begins impeachment hearings against President Nixon.
May 10th, 1775, Ethan Allen and his Green Mountain Boys capture British-held Fort Ticonderoga in New York. 1865, Union troops capture Confederate President Jefferson Davis in Erinville, Georgia.
By the way, you can find all this interesting information in the American Patriots Almanac by William Bennett and John Cribb.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into our voyage through history. But sadly, our voyage has come to a halt. See you next time.
What's up, all you crazy Wildcats? It's me, Troy Heartbreak Bolton, reporting to you live from Bethlehem High. I'm just here to tell you that BHS is hosting their spring musical, High School Musical.
What you doing, Troy? Promoting my show?
Our show, Sharpay. And yes, would you like to contribute?
Of course! High School Musical will be May 9th, 10th, and 11th at 7 p.m. It will be located in the Bethlehem High School Auditorium and will be beginning at 7 p.m.
Concessions will be sold and there will be a 15-minute intermission. There's an admission fee of $7 for adults and $5 for students and children. We hope to see you there.
Everyone is invited except Gabriela Montez.
Sharpay, we've talked about this. Oh boy.
All right, everyone, that's going to be the podcast for this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good day.